This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You are accustomed, I'm going to just go ahead and assume that when you go shopping for something, before you buy it, you're going to know what that something is going to cost you. That holds for everything from a pack of gum to, I don't know, a house probably, with a huge gaping exception carved out for the $3 trillion with a T dollars we spend every year on healthcare. When was the last time, just for instance, you knew in advance what a test or a prescription or a hospital stay was going to cost you? There is an argument often made that real transparency on healthcare pricing would make a whole lot of the waste and the price variation vanish. But as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is about to tell us from the health desk at WHYY, prying open that black box of medical prices is anything but easy.
Barbara Barnes audits hospital medical records for a living.
A year. I'm going to say 5,000.
That trained eye experience has hardened Barnes. When she plans her own medical care, she knows the healthcare system helps her physical health. But when it comes to her financial health, she's on her own.
I look at some of this and I think to myself, you know, are you, as a physician, making the best decisions for the patients, or are you making the best decisions for you and your hospital and your business?
It's an uncomfortable conclusion to draw about a business that many still see as compassionate, even loving. But in an era where many of us have to shell out thousands before insurance kicks in, there's nothing kind about concealing prices.
How did we get to this place where you ask what something costs and no one can tell you, and we accept that as normal?
Meet Jeannie Pinder, who has launched ClearHealthCost.com, essentially a guide to healthcare prices. She's hoping to stop people like Barnes from getting walloped by big, sometimes financially devastating bills that are essentially secrets until after the fact. In her work, Pinder's found the market is just a mess with jaw-dropping discrepancies like this one in San Francisco.
People were being asked to pay anywhere from $20 to $988 for a simple x-ray.
Pinder relies on a mix of big data, shoe leather journalism, and crowdsourcing for price information. To maximize her reach, she's partnered with four large public radio stations and MedPage Today, which reaches some 670,000 physicians. Even with access to about 2.5 million consumers and doctors to help crowdsource, Pinder says it's beyond her scope to list every price for every procedure performed by every doctor out there.
We don't pretend to be exhaustive or comprehensive. It's a sampling to give you information to orient yourself in the marketplace.
Let's be honest. ClearHealthCost.com is just a start. Through the help of some outrageous stories, it aims to pressure doctors, hospitals, and insurance companies to do more than what they do today. And there's some cause for guarded optimism. The professional group, Healthcare Financial Management Association, says most hospitals do something on transparency, everything from the simple to the sophisticated. In Seattle, Virginia Mason Health System has built a tool that it says estimates out-of-pocket expenses based on someone's actual insurance plan. Vice President of Finance Steve Schaefer says it's good business.
In every retail experience, every consumer weighs two variables, personal cost and quality, and they will make purchasing decisions based on those two variables.
What Schaefer just said is a dawning realization for many in healthcare, and that may be the most powerful benefit that comes from all this attention transparency is getting, that by talking about prices, we begin a conversation about value. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.